All right, everybody, how's it going? .NET Conf 2019. We got Hamida here to talk to us about .NET microservices in Docker. Take it away, Hamida.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Hello. My name is Hamida Urbey. I am Microsoft MVP in Developer Technologies. And today, I will present a session about architecting my microservices in .NET Core and using Docker ecosystem. So I will share my screen to start.
Not showing up yet. Oh, there it is.
So during this session, we learn how to work with the microservice architecture pattern and Docker containers using the .NET Core 3 platform to build a distributed system. We will start by talking about the transition from monolithic architecture to an architecture that consists out of small and independent services that you can scale independently on your different software cycle from development, test, to production environment. And before talking about microservices, we need to understand the difference between traditional application approach and microservices application approach. Any application is built as a collection of services and can be developed, tested, versioned, deployed, and scaled. For monolithic application, scales is done by cloning the app on multiple server. Here, if we say server, we mean VMs, virtual machines, but for microservices, scale is done by deploying each server independently with multiple instances across servers or VM. We will start by presenting monolithic application approach based on a layered application. Here we have the presentation layer that presents for us UI, user interface. It can be web, mobile, or desktop application. The service layer is responsible for handling HTTP requests and responding with either HTML or JSON or XML for web APIs, for example. The business logic is here with the treatment, we can say the processor of our application. The database access layer is a data access object responsible for access to the database. Despite having a logical modular architecture, the application is packaged and deployed as a monolith. Monolithic applications are more of a single complete package, having all the related needed components and service encapsulated on one package. But for microservices, the idea, it's really simple. It consists to split your application into a set of smaller interconnected services instead of building a single monolithic application, and each microservice is a small application that has its own hexagon architecture consisting of business logic along with various adapters. So microservices can expose a RESTful, for example, for the case of API, RPC or message-based API, and most services consume APIs provided by other services. And microservices are deployed independently with their own database, their service, so the underlying. Here, as you can see, we have many technologies and many patterns. But if you want to use microservices, we have more and more patterns like bounded context that we know before that we use it, like domain-driven design, SQRS, and domain events, mediator. We have many, many patterns that we still can use it with microservices. And we have many technologies. Today, we will present Docker containers, for example, and we'll talk a little bit about Orchestrator. Developers consider microservice as an architecture style that promotes the development of complex applications as a suite of small services based on business capability and multiple independent subsystems in the form of anonymous services. And the following picture shows the microservices architecture style. Here we can find the various components that we can find in a microservice architecture. For example, we start from the clients that communicate with API gateway that is that serve as a client endpoints. We'll talk about that after. And we have the identity provider that manage the identity information. It's related about authentication within a distributed network. And the API gateway is communicated with our services. Here we have four, for example, services. And we find service discovery, management, static content. It's like page and CDN. Here we will talk about the importance of API gateway in microservices. It's sit between the client and services. It acts as a reverse proxy, routing requests from the client to the services. It may also perform various cross-cutting tasks such as authentication. We find SSL offloading, SSL termination, rate limiting, etc. If you don't deploy a gateway, the client must send requests directly to the front-end services. It creates a coupling between the client and the backend. And the client needs to know how the individual services are decomposed. That makes it harder to maintain the client and also harder to refactor the services. Now we need to deploy our services. We consider that we created our, each service. So we build our microservice architecture. And to do that, we will use, for example, Docker container. So what's Docker? Docker is technology that allows the creation and use of container, and it allows for developer and the sysadmin to easily deploy their application in sandbox to run on the host operating system. To start our demo, we need to have a Windows 10 professional and enterprise because we can't install the Docker desktop for Windows in Windows 10 Home. We need Visual Studio 2019, but 2017 it supports Docker and Docker for desktop for Windows and Docker tools. Now we'll try to start creating ASP.NET Core 3 solution. But before we will try to architecture, I will go now to the demo. Here I have an old solution created from 4 years ago. This old solution is based on web API created by web API, the old way of web API. As you can see here, we have the service layer. It includes many controllers. I have many controllers to manage my application here. And we have the business part here. It's divided by application and domain. We have the infrastructure. This is the database. It's a layered application. And I have the web part. It's a web, AngularJS inside MVC4. It's old application, as I said. And I would like to recap to do microservice architecture here. And to start here, I created a blank project here. It's a blank project. And already created some web API for my APIs. But we will do that again now. So here in Visual Studio 2019, I have a blank solution. And I will add a project here. And we'll choose ASP.NET web application. For example, for me, I choose here, I have configuration service, user accounts. I go back to the old one. I will choose, for example, here, contact API. I would like that this control will be separate services as API. So I would say here, contact service, for example, and click here, create. And here we have ASP.NET Core 3 that already mentioned from 2 days. We will use this. And here, as you can see, in advanced parts, we are requested to say enable Docker support here. Requires Docker the desktop. Here I have the application, the Docker application desktop. As you can see here, it's Docker is already running. And here we can choose between Windows and Linux. For me, I will keep Windows because I am I am in Windows container here, but if we change here to Linux, we need to switch to Linux container in Docker desktop. Here I will choose API, and we click on create here. And here, as you can see, our Docker file is already created. And if you want to check, yeah, the app settings. So we have all what we need to launch Docker. And here we can launch Docker here. We click on Docker to be able to see, to deploy my web API on Docker, my tool be in my machine locally in Docker desktop. So here it's already launched. Okay, so because it's not, we need to say that's the setup project to be primary one, so because it was on the web. But here we can launch Docker and we get it. So we were waiting just to see. Okay, I don't think we can shock this. So we will try to check the image in Docker. Waiting to here, we go to command line. We say Docker images. And here we have our contactors, our image. This is the image on Docker. And we can create more than one image for the same web API. It's really important, the one of advantage of Docker containers and microservices. Sorry. And we can do the same thing for web API, for the presentation layer, for example, if you want to create, for example, here, I want to create MVC, new project. And we can do the same thing here. And we can say, for example, here, this is web part, microservice, for example. We can create, and we can choose MVC here. And we check enable. We check enable Docker support. We click on create. And we can have the same thing here. The Docker file will be created. We set it as start the project, and we can launch it on Docker. It will be a web application, but it will be, if we check again Docker image, we will find this project. Not running yet. This one. And we try to check here. First one, this is the other one, but still we find it. Okay. So we go back to our application, our presentation here. So in previous demo, we started from an old application that include many, many layers, many services too in the service layer. And we created a new solution, blank solution. And we added, we are able to add more, and then API and the web application. And this is one to start our microservices, and we deploy this in a local. But we needed to deploy this in the cloud, And in Azure, we talk about cloud, we talk about Azure containers in Azure. Here we have the app services that we know to deploy many, many applications. The service fabric is it's a container and orchestrator tool. Kubernetes tool, it's an orchestrator and container. And we have a container instance and batch. In our case, we will try to use a registry, container registry in Azure to deploy. It's easy from Visual Studio to do it. So we go back to our application just to show you how we can do that. So we start from here. We can choose a web or any web API application. Here we choose publish. And as you can see here, we find all published target that we can use it. We have the app services, the container registry. The container registry is dedicated to deploy our images, to push them into Azure. And we can create a new one here from Visual Studio. It will be created in our Azure portal. Or we can select from existing Azure container. If we already have a container created in Azure portal, we can add it. And we can use the Docker app. It's dedicated, it's an open source dedicated to Docker. Or we can use a custom server that we configure it in a hoster. So here we click create. We create our profile. And we give a DNS prefix, because here you will create a name and our subscription. We define research group, and we click in on create for here. So it's deploying step. It takes few times because it's deploying into Azure to create our container. Container registry, it includes all containers that you need. It can be grouped using your research group here. And it's here. When we click to publish, it will be published in our portal, in portal of Azure. And we can after go through CI/CD pipeline or create app services to if it's it's a web application to show it, or if we include Swagger, for example, for API to display our API, what we have. So we go back to our presentation here. So when we talk about containers, Docker, we need to talk about orchestrator in Azure or here. For example, here we have two known orchestrator in Azure, but the use is different. So if we use the Kubernetes with Docker or Service Fabric, you need to know to choose. It depends from your microservices. It's really based on container only, or it's based on plain process stateful services. And you find Linux and Windows. It's the same. It's not a problem. And as you know, here Kubernetes is open source for automation deployment, scaling, and operating of application. And we can pay in Azure for VMs in cluster, and to have the space, pay as you go here. And it's IaaS container infrastructure, and the same for service fabrics. So this session was an overview about microservices with Docker. Microservices allow to evolve, deploy, and scale part of application independently, but we can't use this architecture for small application because it's dedicated to distributed software challenge and for scalable and long-term evolving application. Thank you. If you have any questions, please, and you can send your questions to my Twitter, and you can find more detailed source code in my GitHub about this example and other example.
Hey, Hamida, thank you so much. We've been looking on the chat, and we don't see any questions. So thank you for sharing your Twitter. So again, if anybody has any questions, go ahead and use Twitter to ask Hamida those questions. The GitHub repo is right there, so we can share that. Thank you so much. That's great. And thank you so much for taking the time to share your knowledge and your experience with us. We really appreciate that. It's, you know, people like you is what makes our community strong and makes us better. All right.
So yes, sure. Yes.
Awesome. So, all right, everybody, we are going to be going into our next speaker. And let me check that here. We have Santosh talking about Cosmos DB for ASP.NET. So we'll get that going here. We'll be right back.